It took more than 100 years to build, and decorative work on it continues to this day. The St. Peter's Basilica we know today was built over the original shrine ordered by the Emperor Constantine on the site where the Apostle Peter was buried on Vatican Hill. Well, early in the 16th century, Pope Julius II laid the first cornerstone for the new basilica, but didn't live to see it completed decades later in 1626. Hundreds of architects, artists, and workmen have contributed to making it one of the largest and most beautiful of cathedrals in all of Christendom. And all the documents relating to the basilica's construction and embellishment are found in the archives of St. Peter's Fabrica, or Fabrique, the office responsible for the maintenance and care of the basilica. General manager of the Fabrique, Cristina Carlostella, told me the archives contain a stunning array of letters and sketches by the likes of Bernini, Michelangelo, Bramante, and Raphael.
When the Fabrique was instituted by Pope Julius II, he basically gave it the task of building the new basilica. And from that time on, beginning day one, when the keystone was founded for the new basilica.
We're talking in the 1500s.
1506. This is when the keystone of the new basilica was actually laid in the ground. And from that day on, basically even earlier than that, at the end of the 15th century, you had documents, registration, accounts that were begun and were connected with this great major undertaking of building a basilica, and that became the historic archive of the Fabrique. So we have documents that date from the late 15th century and then onwards. And that's a very, very interesting collection where quite recently even new documents, autograph documents by Michelangelo have been discovered, and even perhaps a sketch by Michelangelo, one of his preliminary sketches when he was designing part of the perimeter of the basilica. So that's a very, very exciting archival collection.
What about all of the material that would have been used in the first 1,200 years of the life of the church here in Rome? Where would those documents have been collected and stored?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I think basically the historical archive of the Fabrique deals with the very pretty nitty kind of issues, that is, administrative orders of material for the construction and the maintenance of the basilica. For any other documents, I think most of them went into the secret archives of the Vatican or in the other archival collection here in the Vatican or the Vatican Library. Okay, so the Fabrique of St. Peter's Archives Collection really is pretty much limited to the construction and the maintenance of the building more than other issues. Of course, you do have explorations that were done under the basilica when they had renovating programs or renovating events, for example, around the Baldacchino area. In the transept, you know, as you probably know, in 1622, 1623, in the first half of the 17th century, you had renovating work because they wanted to build the Baldacchino by Bernini. And on those occasions, they actually broke into the pavement. And by chance, by total chance, they were able to go underneath, in the levels underneath, and actually began to explore part of the Vatican Acropolis. So those kind of events were recorded, we have records of that, in the historic archive of the Fabrique.
That's quite exciting to think of Bernini exploring the necropolis, or at least the foundations of the basilica itself.
Right.
Of course, it would have been built that Baldacchino would have been built right on top of where they believed the tomb of Peter was.
Exactly. It wasn't Bernini himself who actually, you know, did the exploration. You had men at work who were actually digging into the pavement, but I'm sure he had supervised those moments. And again, in this historical archive, we do have quite a number of autographed manuscripts by Bernini and also his brother, the Bernini family. As a matter of fact, this sort of leads me into an issue which I really wanted to improve, and that is to set up and continue a conservation restoration policy of some of those manuscripts. Because we did, in the past, the Historic Archive used to send some of their manuscripts for paper conservation to a laboratory run by quite a famous laboratory of conservation of paper, which is in Grottaferrata.
And it was close to the papal residence, the summer papal residence in Castel Gandolfo.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. But these kind of, they were quite rarely given. I mean, if by any chance, because of scholars who went to the historic archives and wanted to consult one of these documents, if that manuscript was very much ruined, then on, you know, sporadically they were sent over to be restored. Right now, what I've done is to set a real policy where we're having a systematic conservation of some of these manuscripts. So we have begun to set this as a real policy of the Historical Archives of the Fabrique. So right now, we do have a laboratory that is not very far from here that has taken on this task, this very important task, and we're just continuing. It's a systematic policy that has been initiated.
You are an art historian. You must love going back and feeling the pieces of paper that Bramante or Michelangelo or Raphael had written out a receipt of something or an order to perform some sort of architectural work. What is it like for you personally to go through these documents?
Well, it's a very exciting moment. Let me just give you an example. When we were preparing to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Basilica of St. Peter, I was given the task of preparing a major exhibit on the Basilica of San Pietro, and we called that exhibit Petros Eni. And as we were preparing for that exhibit, of course, there was a selection process of which documents to exhibit. And that was really an extraordinary, extraordinary moment, because we have some letters and documents autographed by Michelangelo that are extremely moving. Very moving. There is one in particular, for example, where he complains that the superintendent, that is the supervisor of his workmen, was not being paid. And so he had complained about this over and over again, and there was just no way that this poor man was being paid. So he writes a letter very angrily, and he says, "If you don't pay my supervisor, I will address the Pope himself, because I've put my body and soul in the construction of St. Peter." And just reading that line was just so moving, to think that this extraordinary genius, you know, who had a very, very strong human, you know, human emotions. He was a real character, a real personality, but who admits in black and white, you know, that he has put his whole being in this extraordinary project. And here you have a letter, a document, where his whole feeling is in there. That was a very moving experience.
And a very special thanks there to Cristina Carlostella, the general manager of the Fabrica of St. Peter's, the office responsible for the maintenance and daily care of the Basilica.